Now, people from the most deprived parts of Scotland are three times more likely to die before they're 25 than those from the least deprived areas. That's according to a study carried out by Heriot-Watt University for the children's charity Aberlour. Researchers say the results showed the massive inequality between rich and poor in Scotland.
Johnny Henry is a youth worker with Aberlour in Govan in Glasgow.
When I learned that young people in the deprived areas in Scotland died before the age of 25, I wasn't really surprised, you know, because I see the devastation every day. Poverty, drug abuse, alcohol abuse. I've seen far too many young people who have fantastic potential. Some have now went to prison and some have committed suicide.
Sally Ann Kelly is Chief Executive of Aberlour and joins me now. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
What do you make of these findings?
We were quite shocked when we saw the statistics. We have worked in the anti-poverty arena for a long time, but still we were surprised when we saw those figures. And we know that there is a lot of discussion about the poor outcomes for children who live in poverty. But we hope that today's figure, as we release it, can move people to act more decisively, because in a modern Scotland, we believe that we should be aiming for a society where life expectancy shouldn't depend on the postcode that you were born in.
What are the main reasons for the difference in life expectancy?
So we know that for some people who live in poverty, they experience significant stress in their lives. They at times have difficulties in relationships. And that they experience stress over a long period of time, which impacts on those relationships. It's not that these families have a different expectation or different aspirations. They have a poverty of opportunity that comes with having no proper access to the facilities that you and I could take for granted. So there's a mixture of reasons behind this, some of which I think we have become somewhat complacent towards as a society. And what we're arguing is we really need to understand much better how we can support families early to ensure that they don't end up in crisis, because we also know that if we can get into families, speak to them and support them around what they think could make a big difference in their lives, the outcomes for their children are much better.
And in the last year, the government said that it had invested £1.4 billion in support targeted to low-income families. And it's going to go further with the Scottish Child Payment delivery payment of £10 a week per child to low-income families by the end of 2022. How much is that funding helping?
So it's too early to tell. Mm-hmm. What we do know is that the income supplement will go some way to helping children in poverty. It was a good first step, but we shouldn't, again, become complacent. We must see it as a first step, because we also know that at the same time as we're introducing that, the numbers of children living in poverty is actually rising and is likely to keep rising. So we need to think quite differently and quite radically about how we do things. The Scottish Government has devoted some resource to this. Part of what we're asking is that we look at that, the Scottish Government look at that, and really understand the impact of that funding and whether it's actually helping to shift the poorer outcomes for our children. And there is some marginal movement in some of those outcomes, but actually there's some information that we simply don't have, and the overall figures are not improving. So we need more, and we need that from government. We need that from the public too. There is an ask of the public for those who are out there who are in a more fortunate position who can assist. Then organisations like Aberlour do fund direct support to families. We fund not just in the form of staff, but in the form of cash. So if you can help, then please help us to get to those families early to try and avoid that crisis that many of them end up in later on in their lives.
OK. Sally Ann Kelly, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. She's Chief Executive of the charity Aberlour.